The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, everybody. It's me, Ryan Wilson, joined by John Breach. Again, no Will Brinson. Thank you, Lucky Stars. We're talking AFC North. That's part of the reason Brinson is not here. Part of a series, we're going to cover all eight divisions with grades, because next question you're going to ask if we have grades. We have grades. We're starting with AFC North because I love the Steelers. Breach apparently loves the Bengals now that they're going to be good. But before we get to that, the madness continues into its final weekend, and the Eye on College Basketball podcast remains your audio guide for the entire NCAA tournament. Gary Parrish and Matt Norlander will offer extensive previews and breakdowns of the Final Four and National Championship game. If you want the best March Madness analysis, follow Eye on College Basketball podcast anywhere you find this one. Breach, how excited are you not only about the 17-game schedule, which means that the Bengals can't go 8-8 anymore, but that they could actually be a legit contender in this division?
I'd be more excited if they were playing Jacksonville 17 times, but I'm equally excited. They're going to be the first 17-0 team in NFL history. That's a lot. It's a lot to be excited about, Ryan.
17-0. So, right. So the Patriots went 19-1 or 18-1?
18-1.
So now you can go 20-0 if you go undefeated. Is that right?
That is right. You get in the wild card game. Now you can go 21-0.
21-0. That's insane. That's a lot of football. The players might tell you that's a lot of football. But we're not there yet. We're in the offseason, so we're looking forward to the start of football. The AFC North, as I mentioned, we'll start with my Steelers because they are, checks notes, defending division champs. 11-0.
Is that right?
We won't talk about the rest of the season, but they started 11-0. They have lost a ton of guys. I mean, a ton, mostly on defense. Really good players. Starting off, Marquise Pouncey retired. Vance McDonald retired. Defensively, Matt Filer, the offensive tackle, signed with the Chargers. That ain't great because he was going to be penciled into the right tackle position more than likely. Bud Dupree signed with your adopted team, the Nashville Titans, as I like to call them. So that's bad news for the Steelers. They cut Steven Nelson, the cornerback, because they have no money, and he was a starter. Really good player. Mike Hilton signed with your Bengals, legitimately. Really good corner. Slot corner Vince Williams, they cut as well. They're bringing back Juju Smith-Schuster on a one-year, $8 million deal after he found free agency not to be as lucrative as he perhaps thought. They signed B.J. Finley. I'm laughing. We're getting all the Bengals rejects. B.J. Finley, formerly the Steelers, went to Cincinnati, and now he was a free agent, so they got him to play center in some form. Joe Haig, they signed as a free agent offensive tackle. He is, by every measure, a replacement-level player, but you need depth there. I think the best news, Breach, is that Tyson Alualu, who was drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars, signed with the Steelers 2 years ago and left for Jacksonville at the start of free agency, got down there and said, you know what? I'm going to go back to Pittsburgh. So he's actually coming back to Pittsburgh. So they have one of their starters back defensively. How do you feel about what the Steelers have done thus far over two and a half weeks free agency?
You know, when we were asked to give these grades, I was like, I'm feeling a D for the Steelers. And I was thinking, is that my inner hatred coming out, or have they really been that bad in free agency? I mean, you just went through everyone they've lost. And then, you know, you talk about the guys that came back, Juju Smith-Schuster, woohoo. He wasn't anything great last year. Ben Roethlisberger, the team wanted him back so badly. They made him take a pay cut.
Yeah. I didn't talk about him. That's right.
And so now, like, I don't know what to make of this team. And, you know, if they were bringing back the exact same team they had last year, probably wouldn't pick them to win the division, but I think maybe they have a shot at the playoffs. But they've just lost so much, and they haven't brought back enough. And, Ryan, I'm giving the Steelers a D for their offseason. Is that fair, or am I crazy?
Yeah, no, you're not even being a hater, a Bengals hater at this point. D sounds nice. It sounds like you're being liberal with your grading. Let me ask you this, and try to say this, consider this as objectively as possible, because as we note, you are a Bengals homer, and the only time you get passive aggressive is when we're talking about the Steelers. So Roethlisberger now is going to be a year and a half removed from this elbow injury. Will he be better or will he be worse?
But he's also older. I think he
We're all older, John.
Going to be better.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's.
You didn't see that curveball coming.
I will be surprised if he's better. I think they have a new offensive coordinator who may force him to run the ball more. Not him personally, because that would be fun to watch, unless you're Big Ben and a Steelers fan. But I think run the ball more as a team, because he can't throw the ball 50 times a game. We'll see if that makes him better. I don't think it'll be enough to your point, make this team anything more. I mean, 500 seems, which sounds idiotic to say, given that they went 500 with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, and more idiotic to say, since you can't go 500 in an odd scheduled season. They're going to be around 500. I don't see big things for this team.
I don't think it'd be crazy to see them win 9 or 10 games. Like 9 and 8 doesn't sound good. 9 and 7, you're like, oh, I'm a playoff team. 9 and 8 sounds like a failure.
Yeah, I don't
want this 17 game schedule is dumb. I don't want 9 and 8 teams around here.
Because I mean, growing up, like 10 and 6 meant something in terms of, oh, you had a okay season. You had a few slip ups. 11 and 5 is a really good team. 11 and 6, I don't know. All right. Speaking of, I don't know. Let's get to your Cincinnati Bengals. They have the number 5 overall pick. You've made this known throughout, even though they signed Riley Reiff in free agency. They need to get an offensive tackle, offensive lineman in some fashion at that number 5 pick. Do not take a wide receiver or tight end or whatever. So they added Trey Hendrickson. We've talked on previous podcasts about how you would have just preferred they keep who they let go to the Jets.
Carl Lawson.
Yeah, keep Carl Lawson instead of signing Trey Hendrickson. It would have been cheaper. They got Awuzie from the Cowboys to play cornerback. Mike Hilton, I mentioned already. Riley Reiff, I also mentioned. They lost William Jackson. Geno Atkins, AJ Green is now not reunited, but he has joined Dre Hopkins in Arizona. And the aforementioned Carl Lawson is now with the Jets. Anything you want to add in terms of additions, subtractions? How do you feel about Joe Burrow's progress? How do you feel going into feels like year 30, but I think it's year 3 for Zach Taylor.
Well, they trade away your boy Ryan Finley for a 6th-round pick. Maybe your tattoo could be Ryan Finley with whoever the Bengals use that 6th-round pick on, like buddying up, like some sort of buddy cop tattoo. I think that could be. And we'll
if only I knew where to get in touch with the person that's in charge of doing that.
Soon, Ryan. That person will be in touch with you soon. You don't worry about that. So... You know, I didn't hate the Bengals free agency, but when you look at like their biggest signing, especially Trey Hendrickson, all you think is, why didn't you just keep Carl Lawson? Why didn't you just keep William Jackson? Why are you going out? You know, you mentioned you liked the Mike Hilton signing. I like the Mike Hilton signing, but when you're talking about, you already had guys that were good on your roster. Your defense didn't have very many good players, and two of them you did have, you let walk away. You could have put the franchise tag on one of them. What is going on? So when I look at it from that sense, I did not love their free agency. I'd probably give them a C. I would say I do like that they went out and got Riley Reiff. They obviously needed a tackle. And so, you know, Riley Reiff was even talking about playing guard during his last couple of years in Minnesota. He said he would do it if that's what the Vikings needed. And so you start looking at the Bengals draft. If they do end up taking a tackle, then maybe Reiff kicks in and plays guard a little bit, and now you have a really beefed up offensive line. So, yeah, it's just basically they let two guys walk that they shouldn't have let walk. They should have brought back at least one of them, and I'm not sure they filled all the holes they needed to fill, but they did an okay job. So C is average, right? That's okay. So I'm giving them a C.
So they also signed Larry Ogunjobi, formerly of the Browns, and Eli Apple, former first-round pick of the Giants. He's sort of bounced around the league. He hasn't really panned out, but one more body. I'm going to give him a B minus. I think compared to the D that we just gave the Steelers, they have done substantially better, if for no other reason than they cut Bobby Hart. I mean, that alone should be reason enough to celebrate a B minus or better grade. But yeah, the William Jackson thing was weird. The Carl Lawson thing was weird. Where did William Jackson end up signing?
Washington.
Oh, football team. That's that team. That's why we like them so much. Football team,
crushing free agency.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, Awuzie for Jackson doesn't seem like a fair trade for the Bengals. You had Carl Lawson, then you have Trey Hendrickson. He has 1 year productivity. Carl Lawson knows the system. AJ Green, I'm fine with. They didn't replace him, but that's okay. They have two really good young wide receivers. They can get another one in the draft if they so choose. They had to get better on defense. did they get better on defense? I think it's close, but I'm going to give him a B minus. I sort of get what they're doing. The biggest thing, of course, is Joe Burrow's health, protecting him, and Zach Taylor doing something different than he has done the first 2 years, which frankly wasn't a lot of fun to watch. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and get the last two teams in the division right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Cleveland Browns actually had a really good season last year, to the point where they beat Steelers in back-to-back weeks, week 17, first round of the playoffs. And then they should have probably beaten the Chiefs after Patrick Mahomes went down, but they got Chad Henne there at the end. But we're in it. I mean, no one thought in a million years they would beat the Steelers in back-to-back weeks and then have a chance to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City in the playoffs or a chance to go to the AFC Championship game? Is that what that would have been?
If what?
If they'd beaten the Chiefs?
Yep.
Golly, can you imagine that? Okay, so what have the Browns...
I cannot imagine it.
Have the Browns gotten better? Let's see. So what have they done so far? They let Kendall Lamb go and Adrian Claiborne. No big losses there in terms of play-to-play productivity. John Johnson, the safety for the Rams, formerly now of the Bengals, I absolutely love. I think he's going to be a really good player. He's a really good player in Los Angeles. They signed Malik Jackson and Tack McKinley. Tack McKinley's more of a flyer as an edge rusher. They need help there. Anthony Walker, formerly the Colts. Darius Leonard said he was sorry to see him go, the linebacker. And Troy Hill, they also signed. So they've made some moves. Nothing super sexy. Nothing of in terms of spending money. Outside of John Johnson, they didn't make the splash, I would argue, that certainly the Bengals did with the players they signed and Hendrickson and Reef and Hilton to lead the way there. What do you think about this group?
That's interesting you say that, Ryan, because I thought going into the offseason, the Browns probably had the best roster in the AFC North.
Whoa.
Just to look at what everybody's going through. The Steelers are going through turmoil. The Bengals have what they, they don't have a defense. And, you know, you look at, hey, where Cleveland, where are their holes? Well, their secondary was a hole. So they went out and fixed that and got two really good players in Troy Hill and John Johnson. You know, if Malik Jackson, Tack McKinley, if those guys pan out up front, all of a sudden their defense is really, really good. So I thought they made a bunch of smart moves. I know you just mentioned they didn't hit any home runs, but you don't have to hit home runs to win in free agency. You hit a bunch of singles. You get a bunt here and there, sacrifice bunt. You give Hugh Jackson an extension when he's 0-8 in 2017.
Let me get the math right. Hugh Jackson finally got paid all his money. Then he started talking about how things were terrible. I think that's how that worked according to his contract. But to follow up on your point, Grant Delpit, their second round safety last year, didn't play because of injury. Greedy Williams, their second round quarterback from the year before, struggled with injuries as well. So those two guys are coming back as well, in addition to Denzel Ward, in addition to John Johnson, who they signed. So to your point, I think you're right. I was sort of just thinking about the Ravens, excuse me. But I think on paper, the Browns are better. And it certainly feels like Baker Mayfield's more comfortable playing with Kevin Stefanski than Freddie Kitchens, which is not a big surprise. But Stefanski got the most out of Baker, relied on the running game, which is what he did with Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook in Minnesota, and carried that over. And it seems to be working. And, oh, by the way, they're getting Odell Beckham back.
They are. I gave him an A-. That's my free agency grade for the Browns. A-type grade in the division.
I agree. I think if we're doing D for the Steelers, B- for what the Bengals were trying to accomplish, I think A- makes sense for the reasons you like. Tack McKinley, he may not make the roster. I don't know, but it's a flyer. They're not spending any money on him. Anthony Walker, I think, will be an underrated signing. John Johnson, I think, is going to be an impact player. And Troy Hill had some flashes previously in his NFL career, and he has a chance to do that again. And he's not going to be asked to do everything. So, and they re-signed Rashard Higgins, who could be the number three. So the arrow's pointing up, as Mike Tomlin likes to say. All right, finally. The Baltimore Ravens. They added Kevin Zeitler, where did Kevin Zeitler come from? Did he come from the Browns?
He came from the Browns via Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati,
he came
Browns.
From the Giants. He came from the Giants. Yeah, he was part Cleveland of via Cincinnati.
That's right. He may have been part of the Jabril Peppers trade. I may be wrong on that. But either way, he had a chance to re-up with the Giants and said, no, I'm just going to go to the Ravens, which makes sense. They need help along the offensive line. That's going to be a lot of running going on in Baltimore. If that's what Zeiler likes to do, by all means. They re-upped Derek Wolfe and Tyus Bowser. They lost Yannick Ngakoue. They lost Matt Judon. Judon signed with the Patriots. Ngakoue signed with, where'd he sign? Let me see real quick. It's hard to keep up with all these guys.
The Raiders.
The Raiders. That was a huge need for them. So they got Unique. Matt Skura is also gone, and so is Jahad Ward. So let's see who else they got. Let me check my little personal list here, Breach. I don't trust the NFL. I got to do my own free agent list. Oh, they also cut Mark Ingram early on. Mark Ingram ended up signing with the Texans. So he is gone. That's fine. They have J.K. Dobbins. But here's the name, Breach. Sammy Watkins.
Who's throwing him the ball? Lamar. I mean, you already had Marquise Brown complaining about the lack of throws. Now you're going to throw someone else in there?
Yeah.
You're going to play in a run-heavy offense?
Miles Boykin, Sammy Watkins, Hollywood Brown, and the slew of tight ends started with Mark Andrews. So, yeah, there's a one football, a lot of running, and not a lot of throwing. So that's something that you have to figure out. Interestingly, the Ravens actually want to sign Juju Smith-Schuster, according to our Jason Lockham Four, 1 year, $9.5 million or thereabouts, which is more than what he got from the Steelers. But he went back to Pittsburgh in part because he knows the offense, in part because he knows he'll be the primary guy in town, to your point about Sammy Watkins. And they pass the ball a lot more than they run the ball. All right, what are your thoughts on what the Ravens have done?
Well, you know what? They lost a lot of people defensively. Obviously, they re-signed Tyus Bowser, Derek Wolfe. That's important because when you're losing guys like Matthew Judon and Yannick Ngakoue, you can't lose everyone. And so I thought they kind of stayed the course. I think getting Kevin Zeitler in there was huge because, look, if you're going to run the ball, you need good offensive linemen. And I know that the Ravens would love to figure out how to throw the ball more, but their bread and butter is running it. That's it. I mean, that's just a fact of the matter. Even if they throw the ball a little bit more, they're still going to be one of the few predominantly run heavy teams in the NFL. So I really, really like the Zeitler addition, but they just lost too many guys. So I'm going to give them, like the Bengals, I'm going to give them a C. I just don't feel like they got better. I don't feel like they got worse. They just stayed the course.
I think that feels about right. So let me double check. D for the Steelers. C for the Bengals. A minus for the Browns, so we said?
Yeah. And you gave the Bengals a B minus.
A B minus, okay. Yeah, okay. I think, okay, B minus for the Bengals. I'm going to give the Ravens a C. I think they haven't done quite as much. They've lost more in terms of the edge rush. That's a concern. Although Yannick Ngakoue didn't really add a whole bunch anyway, but they have to get that sorted out, and they can certainly do that in the draft, but they haven't done it thus far. I like the Sammy Watkins signing, but to your point, is he going to get a lot of looks? We don't know. Probably not. So there we go. That's what I have. That's what you have. Any final thoughts on this division, the AFC North?
In my heart, I gave the Bengals an A+. Yes. I just want people to know that. It was a C on paper, but in my heart, an A+.
C in your programs, an A in your heart. John Breach on the Bengals. All right, that's it for the AFC North. We'll be back in the coming weeks for the rest of these divisions. So come back, check that out. Spotify, iTunes, Zoom. No, what was the name of that? What was the name of that MP3 player that the Microsoft? I think it's called the Zune.
It was a Zune.
Zune. That's where Breach listens to his podcast on Zune. So wherever you get those things, check them out. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.